7:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We'll have Dave Greenwood on here in just a second. Before that, let's get a quick traffic on the fives from Jimmy.
If you are coming into Pensacola from Cantonment, you can expect to see some buildup on 29 going southbound. And Pace and Milton, you were looking clear all the way over US 90 into Pensacola this morning. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre looking clear as well all the way through 98 through the Gulf Breeze Bridge into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. This beach report is brought to you by All Seasons Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area with All Seasons. Dave Gruen is Pensacola Beach Safety Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. We had a bad incident this week out on Langdon Beach where you did not yet have staffing for the lifeguards. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we worked a drowning call down at Langdon Beach. It was Wednesday afternoon.
Mm. And to me, a reminder of this is why swim where there's guards, right?
Yeah, the number one piece of advice is swim in a lifeguarded area or swim near a lifeguard. And we're happy to say that starting today, we'll have a lifeguard presence on Perdido Key. Our agreement with Gulf Islands National Seashore will have lifeguards posted at Johnson's Beach. And as we get further into next week, we will start staffing public access to at Perdido Key with one of the new lifeguard towers that arrived on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, everything's really coming together for that project. That's great. So the tower's coming in and the guards at Perdido Key and the roaming from, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 and then Johnson Beach getting staffed. Very, very good. I assume with the weather we're expecting this weekend that probably going to be red flags or at least a strong yellow?
Well, it's going to be rough conditions in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, we'll evaluate it on a real-time basis and make that determination then whether we should fly yellow flag. Now, when we go to red flag, that's a step up. We don't let anybody go in the water except for surfers. Swimming and wading is prohibited, and we're not trying to be paternalistic, but we want everybody to have a safe time at the beach, and the public needs to know that the lifeguards get just as worn out as trying to keep people out of the water as people get worn out trying to get in the water.
Yeah, I always think of the stress that your lifeguards go through when it's sort of yellow conditions and having to keep an eye out for all of those kids and adults that are, you know, flirting with disaster and don't even know it. But I imagine it's just as stressful having to go contact everybody when it's red flags and say, nope.
Yeah, continue telling people no. But then again, a few days ago, you know, people were calling me, do you have a yellow flag flying? We can go in the water. I said, if you're a strong swimmer, you still have to use caution when the yellow flag is flying.
Yeah, and as you always say, even green is not safe. The Gulf is never genuinely safe because it's always
correct. The
Gulf. Dave,
We don't have gills. I don't know. I don't care what kind of swimmer you are. If you're underwater for a certain amount of time without air or oxygen supply, you will die.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. I mean, as a kid, I used to want to be Namor, but, you know, that's a whole different story. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thank you for the information. Thanks for doing what you do to keep our beaches safe for us, man. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Memorial Day weekend.